Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Alex McGinnis. And Alex, looks like we have the possibility for some severe weather across the state on Wednesday. What can you tell us on that front?
Sure. Well, we're going to have a strong system passing to our north up towards Chicago, and it's going to pull a strong cold front across Illinois and then eventually across Indiana. And ahead of that cold front, Wednesday, we're going to have some very strong breezes out of the south. And late day Wednesday into Wednesday night, we're going to have pretty good soaking rain with some embedded thunderstorms. And due to the strong winds not too far above the surface, some storms could bring some damaging winds down to the ground there in the late day Wednesday evening time frame.
What areas do you think have the best chances of seeing severe weather?
Sure, the farther south and I guess southwest that you get from Indianapolis, the better chance you'd have of seeing a few severe storms. Certainly anywhere across central Indiana has the chance of seeing some marginally strong to severe winds, but the greater chances would be south and west of Indianapolis.
Okay, and what are the main threats that people need to watch out for?
Sure, well, definitely damaging winds are the biggest threat. I mean, we're going to have, even outside of thunderstorms, Wednesday, we're going to have winds gusting up to around 40 miles per hour, and then, like I said, the storms could bring down winds that were marginally severe. Also going to be a less of a chance, but still a chance for isolated tornadoes and also some isolated large hail. Not the main threat, but something to watch out for as well there in the Wednesday evening time frame.
What's the timeline for all of this? When does this kind of start, and when are we thinking it might end?
Sure. Well, we're going to have coverage of rain increasing from west to east during the day Wednesday, particularly Wednesday afternoon, and then thunderstorms will accompany that late day Wednesday into Wednesday evening. And we're saying right now we're saying after 4 p.m. Wednesday and into Wednesday evening is the best shot of when the severe weather might happen.
And also when you look at the rest of the week going into Thursday, what do you think might happen? I think it looks like temperatures are going to drop.
Right. So at least after Wednesday night, we're not expecting any more severe weather this week. Be a strong cold front that comes through there Wednesday night, sort of putting an end to the severe threat. And then we're kind of back into a chilly pattern, not as cold as it's been here the last couple days, but certainly Thursday and into Friday, highs upper 40s to maybe 50. There could be a few showers around in the Thursday time frame. It stays a little kind of cloudy and unsettled there after the front passes. And, yeah, sort of your typical late March, early April weather as we go into the weekend. But certainly no severe threat after Wednesday night.
When you look at the fact that the temperatures are going to increase on Wednesday into the 70s after being in the low, 40s, somewhere hovering around there, is the fact that we're going from a cold to a pretty warm day on Wednesday and that cold and warm weather might mix, is that what's creating a risk for a possible tornado, or is that something else?
No, it's more once the warm weather gets in here, we will be in an environment. So basically, it's the winds that are bringing the warm air are also going to be pretty strong out of the southerly direction just above us. So it's sort of that shear, as we call it. It's the change in the winds from the ground to not too far above the ground. That change in wind speed as you go up in that warm regime, that could bring down a weak tornado.
Okay. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just it'll be temperatures are going to rise here tonight. We'll be near 50 by dawn Wednesday, and then even before any rain gets going Wednesday, so we're talking Wednesday morning, Wednesday midday, could be pretty darn breezy with gusts up to about 40 miles per hour, and then we're expecting rain to get going from west to east late day Wednesday.
Okay. He is Alex McGinnis, National Weather Service and Indianapolis meteorologist. Alex, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.